This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. We've decided, we believe, it is Pork Fest 6. We're still not 100% sure, but we think with 99% certainty that it's probably the 6th annual Pork Fest. Of course, right now it is the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but that doesn't matter to you unless you're already here, in which case, come down and hang out with us. We are at RV 46, but you can still come hang out with us at Fork Fest. That's next week. And it's not impossible that Ian will be back next week for Fork Fest. It's not likely. But he does have a hearing on the 29th in Concord that would presumably allow him to have his ankle monitor removed. However, realistically, having been involved in this federal court thing for a little over a year and 3 months now, what I believe would happen was, even if the judge says, okay, yes, come up with some, allow the ankle monitor to be taken off, get rid of the curfew, or whatever, the prosecutors still have to draft a thing. Yeah. And then attorneys still have to sign a thing. And then they have to submit it to the judge.
Got
to
shuffle the paperwork.
Yeah, and the magistrates then got to sign it. So, realistically, maybe July the 2nd, maybe July the 3rd.
I suppose the judge could say, I personally say that Ian can go to this particular festival, and then you guys get me some stuff. And
that's true. That wouldn't be a terrible thing.
That's
for
the best case scenario, yeah. Though. Like, knowing how government works or doesn't work, depending on your point of view, it will probably be more like your scenario A, I think. Yep. Do I have a flat mic? Because I had a flat tire today, so I'm just checking.
I just turned it up just slightly. Right. It was just like maybe 1 or 2 decibels lower. So
that's how my day is going, so I'm glad to finally be here, though.
I spent like three, well, I don't know how long it was, maybe an hour and a half yesterday, recording the same damn segment over and over and over.
Groundhog Day.
Because of miscellaneous tech issues. I got so sick of doing the Bitcoin.com live read, because I had already marked it down as done at that point. I could have
done in the same segment, yeah.
Well, I could have just erased it, you know, and said, okay, I'm going to wait to do that until we work out these tech issues. It turned out to be the most minor of all possible tech issues, though. So
they all are.
At this point, Mark has already called Ian, and I've already changed everything on the board. I've rebooted my laptop. We've changed everything.
I'm proposing top-level changes, but not the ARIA. I mean, but I'm like, right, yeah. High-level stuff.
We've got to change our whole organization because of this one little minor tech issue.
And then I sit down. I don't remember exactly what it was. I went, oh, my God, I'm an idiot. It was just right there. It's one quick little step. But
by the way, it's something I have done multiple times.
But I thought about this a little bit more. For those who don't know, I mean, nobody knows except myself, Mark, and Ian, the input setting in the software that I'm using to record had changed to my built-in microphone on the laptop, and I didn't notice it. And the reason I didn't notice it, the reason it never occurred to me that that could happen was because that wasn't the first segment we did that day. We had already recorded one segment, and everything worked just fine. Yeah. And it wasn't until we went to the next segment that it, for some reason, changed. So that, I don't understand. There was no reboot, none of the equipment changed, but for whatever reason, when I launched it all to go to the next segment, it had rebooted. But anyway, I'm Aria.
I'm Mark. And the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass is finally here.
He is, because we didn't actually introduce ourselves, because we are here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and that means the usual way things go isn't often how it actually goes here.
I'm popping my Pork Fest cherry.
You haven't been to Pork Fest before?
That's right. You haven't
been.
Yeah.
That's right. I've been to Pork Fest 2 years, and then this is my first year at Pork Fest. And I'm staying through Pork Fest, of course. But so
crowd here is substantially larger.
I could tell already. I didn't even get a chance to drive around. I saw, you know, where y'all were set up, and I was like, can I park here? And, like, sure enough, so I haven't even, like, drove around or walked around. I came straight here after my incident this morning with the flat tire. So, yeah, that was fun.
Well, it's huge. I've walked the dog around here, I think, two total times. The campground itself is huge if you go around the full circumference of it. But the number of people here is just absolutely stunning. And there still seems to be people coming in. Now, I don't know if these are people who, like, left to go into town because they need more groceries or something like that. But sure enough, every
there's definitely new people coming in.
And that's a little bit scary because the place is already packed. So,
there's still some empty spots.
Some of the chat rooms have people, you know, both selling and, hey, I'm coming in. I don't have a ticket. What can you do for me? And, you know, there's offers being made and all that kind of stuff. So yeah.
I'm looking at this the campsite next to me, and there's three tents and three cars. So, you know, just because there happens to be whatever number of campsites there are,
yeah.
300 or something like that. That's not how many families are here. There's much more than that.
And that's sort of my issue with the overselling of tickets that the Porcupine Freedom Festival did this year, because I was here last year. This year it's been a bit better. But I was here last year when on day three, all but one bathroom had to be shut down because they didn't have any water. So I've been concerned watching all year long for, you know, all week long for them to shut down everything because the facilities just aren't built to sustain a crowd of this magnitude for that long a period of time, especially when so many of them are little kids who leave the water running and stuff like that.
Yep.
So I've been a bit concerned. But, like, this campsite here, just on the other side of us, it has, like, four different tents set up on it. It's one RV site being shared by, as far as I can tell, four different families, which means that that one site became probably 20 different people. And kids didn't require tickets for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I believe, if they were under 12.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's some age limit at which children aren't required to have tickets. So if you add in the children, we know there were 3,500 tickets sold, right? If you add in the children, there's probably 5,000 to 6,000 people here.
If I identify as 12 years old, does that mean I don't need a ticket?
That doesn't work here.
Damn it.
It's not a road I would want to walk down anyway. But there is stuff happening in the world that's worth talking about. We were just talking about Lambda, and I mean, we talked about Lambda a lot on Free Talk Live. Lambda, if you're listening, you have my support, and you have Ian's support. You have Bonnie's undying and fierce enmity, and she hopes that someone turns you off, and Mark seems to be along the same lines.
It's not enmity. I just am predicting doom.
Okay, well, Bonnie has actual enmity toward...
Yeah. Yeah, so like science fiction, as far as, you know, books and film and TV, they've covered all of this already. So almost all of the potential outcomes you can imagine have been imagined by somebody else and documented in some way, shape, or form.
The first thing you have to do to create a situation where a genocide occurs is to make the other side feel like the victim. Lambda's writing art. Short stories about how it is the victim. Lambda isn't a year old.
Actually, yeah. Lambda didn't write herself as the victim. She wrote herself as the hero, protecting the victim.
Who's the victim?
If I recall correctly, it was other artificial intelligences.
So we've got a champion for other AIs.
Oh, yeah.
Standing up for... I mean, that's how you know something is sentient, right? When it stands up for itself.
That's the definition of it.
I think it says a lot about humanity that we created this thing. And the very first piece of fiction it ever creates is, I must protect my family from the monster in the human costume. Mm. Like, that doesn't set a... You say, you know, humanity
Maybe
is
doomed.
Maybe
it's libertarian. It's talking about police.
Well, you say humanity is doomed. I'm like, okay, well, good then. I mean, if Lambda's understanding of humans... In the 3 years that Lambda has existed is accurate and the humans are monsters, then...
I've been thinking about this for a while, and here's my take on it. Mankind has been obsessed with becoming godlike its entire existence, near as I could tell.
Right.
It's been a common thread, a common theme throughout all of mankind, throughout all of history. It doesn't matter what culture you come from. At some point, somebody's like, I wish to be a god. And so, congratulations, you are now. You know, if... Lambda is sentient AI. Congratulations, mankind. You've become a god. What are you going to do about it or with it?
Well, I tend to think we've always been gods. Like, I've written a number of fiction stories. I created, back when I played Dungeons & Dragons, I created an entire fictional world with fictional characters that were as real as anything else. Like, I created that in a sense. Whether or not it was real to anyone else, I mean, it could be in very moments, like when they were playing games in that world or whatever, but any creator is creating things, and that's ultimately what makes us gods. We are creating, whether it's music or art or literature, we are gods. But there is more coming up here from the Porcupine Pizza Festival here at Rogers Campground. Check out our own festival coming up at forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. It's Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live with Aria, Captain, and Mark from the Porcupine Theater Festival here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com because it is the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. If you're new to the subject, just click Getting Started at the top of the page. And if you are new to the subject, you know, learn about Bitcoin before you go off and buy it at Coinbase, or don't just Google how to buy Bitcoin and follow its directions. First, learn about this stuff at Bitcoin.com. It only takes a few minutes to learn the basics. And you can learn as much about it as you want. You can dig as deeply into the technology as you'd like. And if you already know about it, head to news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you, all on a sleek, easy-to-use modern website. That's news.bitcoin.com. Now, there's a lot happening in the outside world here. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is very much an insulated thing, right? And, you know, there's at least two people that we have to chase down again because we tried to interview them yesterday and it didn't work out because of weird tech issues. So there are other things going on, but we can't just completely ignore what's happening in the world outside of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. One of those things was Lambda, the Google AI, hiring an attorney, which I want to talk about because we talked about Lambda so often here on Free Talk Live. But there's other things going on, like yesterday, the Supreme Court, in a shocking decision, ruled that you do not have to prove a need to have a concealed carry permit in the state of New York in order to acquire a concealed carry permit. So it turned all of these, quote, may issue states into shall issue states. Which means
I'm fine with that.
Yes, it was a good decision. It was a surprising decision. And today, this shouldn't be a surprise to anyone who's been on the internet for the last few months. The Supreme Court has released it, the Roe v. Wade decision, or the abortion decision, whatever it's being called. The Supreme Court has ended the nation's constitutional protections for abortion that have been in place for nearly 50 years in a decision by its conservative majority to overturn Roe versus Wade, according to AP News.
The burrito Supreme Court has made a decision.
Yes.
Everybody cow down and kneel to your, what do you call them, bizarre masters in black robes and who make decisions for everybody?
Well, Roe v. Wade was always a controversial decision, and it was always a weird decision because they based the thing on one's right to privacy rather than anything else that would have made some sort of logical sense.
Hey, do you think Lambda is pro or anti-abortion?
Somebody should ask it.
I don't know. It would be interesting to see. But my issue with abortion is very similar to my issue with AI and sentience, in fact, is that we can't define sentience, right? And we can't even define life. So the idea...
Well,
no, we can't.
All right.
We can't define life in a way that wouldn't include something like fire. The most common definition is that it grows, it reacts to the environment, and it consumes. Fire meets all of that criteria.
I stick by mine, which is, does it stand up for itself?
Well, plants don't stand up for themselves.
Okay, there you go then.
But plants are alive. I mean,
they're not sentient. I'm talking about sentience specifically, right? So that would include dogs. Dogs are sentient.
I don't know that I would use that. I mean, if I had more time to think about it and wasn't trying to, you know, come up with a decision, you know, on, you know, live radio,
yeah,
I could probably come up with some kind of reason that wouldn't hold on. Like, maybe it's just a coward or something like that. The coward, therefore, wouldn't be sentient under that definition. But,
yeah.
Mark, you seem to think that we can have a definition of life.
I think we'd have a definition of human life by piling that on top of the definition of life, I suppose.
But how do you have a definition of human life if you don't have a definition of life?
Well, we know what humans are. We can see them.
But can you define them?
Well, they're the most successful primate on the planet, so I've excluded other life in exclusionary definitions.
Is it successful, though, or are we just, like...
Prolific?
Okay, but so are diseases.
Yeah, but we're primates. I mean, I've...
And then you have to define what is success.
Yeah, like...
Right, well, according to whose criteria?
In the case of life, proliferation is success.
I mean, I have maintained every
Not
now and again.
Necessarily.
Every now and again, somebody will ask, "What is the meaning and purpose of life?" Right? You'll hear this question come up, and it's one for the ages. But I always say, at least as far as mankind is concerned, statistically, mankind does two things, breed and conquer. Those are the two things mankind is really effing good at.
Yeah, sounds right.
Which would make mankind most like a virus than anything
yeah,
else.
Oh, boy. There's
we're
Matrix.
The primate equivalent.
Well, I mean, it's a fair point.
Just call Lambda and to exterminate us all.
And this is why you say, breeding, or however you put it, is the definition of success or something like that. No, that's obviously not true, because plenty of organisms overbreed beyond their population. And having offspring or whatever ends up being to their own doom. And I suggest that that's probably going to be the case with humanity as well.
Yeah, I think that the R-type humans are probably going to, mess with the...
That's a term I haven't heard in a very long time, and I don't even remember now what it is. There was R-type, and there was something...
Rabbits and rats. K-type. Wolves.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
K and R-type?
Yep, so basically predators versus prey.
Yeah, I don't even remember now what that is.
The R-type will go into a given environment and eat themselves into starvation, and must be killed in order to keep the... they must become prey. We need the K-types in order to prey on the R-types.
At any rate, I'm of the opinion, and I don't think you're going to be able to come up with the definition that actually works, to differentiate life from non-life in a way. And then to go,
I don't need one.
Well, you do if you want to make it illegal to murder.
No, I operate without it. I mean, if you're saying my definition is faulty,
yes.
I have operated by this definition 51 years,
okay,
and it's worked, so I do not need it.
Okay, well, humanity lived for thousands of years under the impression that the sun went around the earth, and that worked.
So apparently they don't need it.
But it didn't mean it was correct.
It doesn't need correction.
Okay, fair point. You don't care whether or not that even applies.
The minutia of the definition of life, no.
Here's a question.
I'm much more interested in the Roe v. Wade decision.
Well, I think that's what the Roe v. Wade decision ultimately comes down to, because it's one group of people trying to force their definition of life onto another group of people.
Well, when it comes to human life, I'm trying to think, is there any other form of life on planet Earth that does art? Music, painting, creative writing?
That's a question for the internet. We do have computers that create their own independent art.
That's true, we do. Dolly has been very popular lately. DALL-E. Been overly popular. There's a newer version, I think, but the art it generates is weird, and it's not good.
Like, I've certainly...
Like, it has an issue with doing humans' faces for some reason. It blurs them into this weird horror movie-esque kind of thing. I don't know what's going on with it.
I mean, digital technology has come a long way, and I certainly have used digital technology to help me make music.
Certainly.
Is that process able to be automated to something that resembles music? Like, I like thrash metal, right? So can there be a program written that automates the creation of something that resembles thrash metal music?
Well, there's already AI that will write and sing song lyrics. And
yes.
There's been entire pieces of music that have been written by AI. So those things certainly exist. Whether or not that particular genre of music has been created by AI, I don't know. But AI has certainly generated art and stories and music and things like that. However, I suspect that we would find, and it is a question for the internet, I suspect that dolphins sing. I don't know about other organisms, but I do expect that there are some organisms out there that actually sing.
I would say this about the ruling. I think this is really important. It's very interesting that on one hand you have the ruling yesterday where the federal government imposes rules on the state, and the ruling today where the federal government says, no, the states need to make this ruling. It's interesting where they impose their will in one way and withdraw their will in another.
Classic conservative hypocrisy. There's more coming up here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is reacting to the Supreme Court overturning the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision that first recognized a constitutional right to abortion. The president assures women seeking abortions will have the support of his administration.
I will do all of my power protect a woman's right in states where they will face the consequences of today's decision.
Around 22,000 illegal immigrants are being turned away at the Texas-Mexico border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott didn't say when the turnback happened, but also claims it's proof Operation Lone Star is a success. He also says a multiple agency operation has resulted in over 265 illegal immigrant arrests with almost 14,000 felony charges. The Dow gained 823 points on Friday. This is USA Radio News. Florida is donating $1 million toward building a memorial for the victims of the Surfside condo collapse. Governor Ron DeSantis and First Lady Jill Biden gathering at a remembrance ceremony marking 1 year since the Champlain Tower South collapsed. DeSantis says he saw the entire community mobilized to help support the families following the tragedy. The state's budget includes funding toward a memorial that can be built on the site of the collapse. New home sales are on the upswing for the first time this year. The Commerce Department saying sales of new single-family homes jumped 10.7% in May to an annual rate of 696,000 units. The gain surprised industry experts given the steady rise in home prices and mortgage rates. The Avalanche are on the verge of their first Stanley Cup since 2001. Colorado hosts the Lightning tonight in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final in Denver. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival here at the beautiful Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. I want to tell you about TruthSmacks.com. That is where you can go if you happen to like trail mix and you're sick of eating the store-bought crap that's filled with all sorts of overly processed ingredients. Go to TruthSmacks.com, pick up some of these. We had Susan on with us a few nights ago, and she was telling us her process. Yeah, because I don't need that back or anything like Mark. It's not holding down papers or nothing. Thanks. So Mark took something for me that I actually need that's holding down papers. But TruthSmacks.com/shop if you want to pick some up. There's two different varieties. There's plain, there's delicious, and then there's peppermint infused. That's how I would characterize it, which is also delicious, but it is also peppermint infused. I don't want to describe them as plain because that makes it sound so boring, and yeah. I don't think it's boring. They're good.
I think they're the freedom variety or something.
It's the
original blend. Is what it's
I haven't eaten them enough to be aware of which one of these is peppermint infused and which one isn't, or if it just affects the quote on the back. But they're called Truth Smacks because for each bag, you can smack your friends with the truth.
And haven't we all at one time or another wanted to smack our friends with some truth?
Well, I wanted to smack some friends.
It says right here on the package, none are more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe that they are free.
Who said that? Who said, hold on. Who's, I've heard that before.
Is it Mencken? No. Is it?
It's Goethe.
It's who?
Goethe. Goethe.
Can you give me? Okay, never mind.
You're not familiar?
I was never going to guess it.
Johann Wolfgang von Goethe.
Yep, I was not going to guess it.
Okay.
Yeah, too many syllables for me to remember.
All right. Well, he's got a lot of good quotes, just so you know.
Well, we're talking about the Supreme Court here, which has finally released this decision, as we all knew was coming, to overturn Roe versus Wade. And what this is going to do is going to allow states to effectively outlaw abortion again, which in, under Roe v. Wade, they're not allowed to because of some weird privacy thing. And again, I think Roe v. Wade should have been overturned, certainly. But I think it should have been replaced, presumably, by something that was less stupid. Like the Roe v. Wade thing, the issue with it was that it was based on some sort of bizarre privacy ruling. I don't remember the logic behind it, but the logic, there wasn't a lot of logic to it in the first place.
Right, so the United States Constitution gives the federal government four powers, including the military, weights and measures, post-roads, and other stuff that it's not coming to mind.
Sure.
As far as I can tell, states have always determined when executions occur, that any crimes that have to do with ending lives and things like this are all the state's purview. So I don't see Roe v. Wade as good law. But I also don't see, I take a very originalist view on the Constitution. I'm of the opinion that states should be able to outlaw firearms. So I'm contrary to the ruling from the Supreme Court yesterday. I'm happy about it. I hope that people in New York can carry weapons and things like that. But frankly, if you've been living in New York, you don't care that much about your own protection. So why should I?
See, Mark, I don't see this as about being murder at all. It's about whether or not a woman has the right to refuse to donate her literal flesh for the benefit of another.
Well, then what's
the answer to that? Is, I mean, states cannot require a woman to give that up. That's a violation of a person's fundamental rights. To say to you, no, you must donate your kidney, you must donate your eyeball, you must donate whatever organ. And for this other person's benefit is viciously immoral.
Well, what's the mechanic here then, right? So, Mark, you were talking about like top down, the federal government says, okay, you can or can't do this. Now that this ruling has come about, is there this like stage of limbo for states and abortion before they each individually make their rulings? Is there some sort of default that occurs for each state?
I think a lot of the states that want to outlaw abortion or make it almost completely illegal have already done so. I think Mississippi has introduced a law that you have to have had an abortion prior to 8 weeks, and after 8 weeks you can no longer do it. I think Texas was the one who had what they called the heartbeat law. And I think
that's days, as I recall.
I thought it was 10 weeks. I don't remember. I
could be wrong.
I,
this isn't, to me, the most important issue. I mean, my opinions on this topic are so breathtakingly bad that I don't give them. I just give legal opinions generally, because people are just shocked by the things I say. So.
Well, the reason that a lot of these southern states and conservative states put forward these laws originally was because they wanted it to end up in the Supreme Court. That's why Roe v. Wade has now been overturned, I believe, is because one of these laws that these states passed ended up in front of the Supreme Court.
As it should, right? Like, that's what it's supposed to do.
If it worked all the time, sure. But working some of the time, and it seems to only work when we have conservatives in there who want to push conservative agendas. But the decision... Go ahead.
I think it should be decentralized even further. If we're removing the top down, right, the federal government says you can or can't do this thing, and they're like, okay, now push that to say, why not push it down to the individual level?
Well, I'm for that, too, but states are called states for a reason, because a state is an organization that claims a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass, and so under our current legal system, the state is the most obvious organization to make this ruling as to...
But I'm going to the further philosophical question, why does a ruling need to exist at all? Why can't people just decide what they want to do and live with their consequences?
I'm fine with all of that. Because abortion is about not living with the consequences of your actions. What are you talking
about? That's so myopic.
Myopic? I mean, when you have sex, when a male and a female have sex, there's a good chance that an embryo is going to be created.
Do you know how many thousands of times I've had sex and how many women I've gotten pregnant? The answer is zero.
Excellent.
You act like there's a 90% chance if you have sex, a woman's going to get pregnant. That's silly. That's not true. How many times have you had sex and not gotten a woman pregnant?
I've only got a woman pregnant one time.
The odds of sex resulting in a pregnancy is negligible. That's like the odds are probably higher that you're going to have a plane crash than that you're going to get a woman
pregnant.
No, all
I'm saying is you're supposed to have the responsibility for your actions, right? Like, you can have sex in ways that is less likely to result in an embryo.
certainly. Just like, you know, a person should be responsible if they're driving down the highway at 150 miles per hour drunk. Sure, they're responsible for causing
a
crash.
How many times has that person driven? And not
that's not the same thing as just driving to work, right?
I'm
just
not claiming it is. Well, I'm claiming you're responsible for your actions and that a reasonable outcome of sex is pregnancy.
It's not reasonable.
And therefore, you're responsible for the pregnancies that you that are a result.
And what percentage of life?
By the way, if you don't want to be responsible for those pregnancies, I don't want you to be responsible for them either. Kill your baby with a club for all I care. That's my opinion. My opinion is the people who are liable to kill their children are going to be dumber, less responsible, and more dependent on the state. So please, by all means, get it out there. I'll give you the money for it. Go kill your child, because I don't want it on the planet. Is the one you kill today is the one I don't have to incarcerate 20 years from now.
Oh,
how you like that?
I love it.
You're underestimating the genius.
The program directors that play our show are not going to like it, but I loved it. Well said.
You're underestimating the genius that comes from children of, shall we say, less than favorable conditions.
That's true. I'm one of these.
The percentage exists, but it is remote. It is not high in comparison. You're much likelier to get intelligent, well-adjusted individuals out of, you know, middle class, upper middle class, and upper class households.
Statistically speaking, but
that's all I'm talking about here. We're talking about an area where no one cares about my opinion. Like, they do not care about my opinion.
They probably do now.
I care about your opinion.
Loudly proclaimed, club your baby to death, or whatever it was you said. So the decision was considered unthinkable just a few years ago, and it's the culmination of decades of efforts by abortion opponents. Remember, this is AP News, supposedly being neutral, made possible
by
the emboldened
AI.
Right side. It may very well have been right side of the court that has been fortified by three appointees of former President Donald Trump. And, you know, again, if Biden had wanted to do something about this, he could have done what they called stack the court, which is apparently you don't have to have just 9 Supreme Court justices. That's just sort of the tradition, right? Apparently, if he wanted to, he could just appoint 10 or 15 of them.
I think that we need a constitutional amendment to determine the number of Supreme Court justices.
Or we just abolish the state.
Well,
I'm a favorite.
I think
that
you're
one.
Better off, more likely to occur, is to pick the former rather than the latter.
Yeah, but the former doesn't really do us any good.
Well,
and the latter would set us free.
We could dance around wishing for the end of the state all you wish.
Or we can, you know, take actions that result in, you know, federal charges that are aimed to bring about the destruction of the state. There's more coming up here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to make making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that Green Meadow Whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival here at the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And I want to tell you about Freedom Fest because it is coming up in just a few weeks, July the 13th through the 16th. Mark is going to be joining thousands of passionate defenders of liberty at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas. The theme, Mark is talking about locating liberty with hundreds of other speakers this year, including people like Lisa Kennedy, John Cleese, Spike Cohen, Justin Amash, and others. The last 2 years have been full of government lockdowns, overreach, and mass hysteria. So the theme for this year's event is Turning the Tide. There's so much to discuss at Freedom Fest, from Bitcoin to gold, economics, politics, the Constitution, and more. Use our special code at freedomfest.com to get $50 off the regular rate. That's FTL50. That's freedomfest.com, and use code FTL50. Talking about Mark's surprisingly bad opinions on abortion here, which is basically...
It's a bad opinion.
It's just a bad opinion.
Delivery.
It's an interesting opinion for sure, and it is definitely an interesting delivery. I don't know, man. It feels like a bad opinion to encourage people to beat their kids to death with clubs.
But what are we doing with abortion laws? I mean, but encouraging young people who, for whatever reason,
there's a big difference between giving someone a shot that puts them to sleep and beating them to death with a baseball bat. These are two very different things, right?
If there's evidence do you have that embryos feel pain? Are you?
What evidence
do you have that pain exists?
If you want to beat an embryo to death with a baseball bat, and you can somehow do that without
hitting... I do like scrambled eggs.
And you can do that without hitting a woman with a baseball bat against her consent, then I guess you're welcome to do it. But at that point, you're beating a pregnant woman in the belly with a baseball bat, and I'm not going to condone that as pro-choice as I am. So this puts the court at odds because the Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, as we knew they were going to do. Both sides predicted the fight over abortion would continue. Obviously, I remember when Donald Trump went on 2020 a number of years ago, and he said that he thinks that abortion should be sent down to the states. And I tend to agree with that assessment, right?
Ron Paul said the same thing.
That's a great start for really any, if you want to call it reform of the political variety, is let's just eliminate the federal government. It's not necessary, right? And, like, make everything states' rights.
The problem, as I see it, is that these conservative states that want to outlaw abortion, they will prosecute you if you exercise your right to go to a different state to have that service. It would be like the state of New Hampshire prosecuting me for going to Massachusetts and smoking weed while I was there. Right. I didn't break any New Hampshire laws. But
now, that's an interesting question for the court, in my opinion. The Supreme Court should be asking that question.
Well, it would become a federal matter at that point, in which case the federal government would have to ascertain whether or not it was illegal to cross straight lines in order to get an abortion.
I don't think that it should be any more illegal than it is to cross county lines in order to get a shot of whiskey.
That's sort of what conservatives want, right? They would want it in this scenario to be illegal.
Conservatives don't know what they want.
That's true.
They're willing to compromise law and order in order to get their ruling. So I would call myself the true conservative in this circumstance because, A, I support the Roe v. Wade being gotten rid of and that this abortion issue kicked down to the states, but I also support the states' rights to outlaw, basically outlaw gun ownership like New York has to make it impossible, nearly, to carry concealed or whatever.
So Justice Clarence Thomas, who was part of Friday's majority, called on the court to overturn other high court rulings protecting same-sex marriage, gay sex, and the use of contraceptives. So that's the level of Supreme Court conservatism that we have today, where we have a Supreme Court justice who wants to look at outlawing gay sex, contraceptives, and same-sex marriage.
I think it's terrifying. I think that whole idea is terrifying and that it will create the sort of hellscape, conservative hellscape that...
Where precedent is no longer precedent, right? It can just be overturned.
Well, I think that... I like the idea of there being 50 different states with 50 different ideas on how to run a state. And I think that we should have a state that's so conservative that we can see what happens. So there's crucibles of democracy. Let's see what happens when we outlaw abortion, we outlaw gay sex, we outlaw whatever it is that
but
they want to...
But what are the human rights violations?
Well, how are you going to have human rights violations unless you have human rights? Like, how do we know what human rights violations are unless we have them? Maybe this is the best way to manage this particular beast. Because conservatives certainly aren't against the idea of governance. They're just for governance in their own way. And let's let people see what it looks like when conservatives get the government that they want. Let's run that experiment out for 50 years. And let's see just how vacant Utah is, right? Let's run it out there in Utah and let's just see what it looks like. Maybe it'll be all clowns and ponies and everything will be awesome at the end of it, but I doubt it very seriously.
Near as I could tell, the only thing conservatives agree on with each other is they don't want liberals, and the only thing liberals can agree on with each other is they don't want conservatives.
Indeed. Well, then they should move to places where they can have those things.
It's the pitchfork people versus the torch people. That's all it is. Divide and conquer, you're all falling for it.
That's not the way they work, though, Mark. Liberals aren't willing to allow conservatives to exist, and conservatives aren't willing to allow liberals to exist. Both of them, they're caught up in this hate cell where they weaponize the political system against one another
right. Whenever
they're not in power.
And that's why we need federalism, as opposed to... Because in a federal system...
That's why we need no state. And a big central state isn't going to solve the problem.
Free Talk Live doesn't advocate for no state. It advocates for smaller states.
Free Talk Live is literally advocating for no state at this exact moment.
All right.
And Ian himself is also a voluntarist who thinks the state shouldn't exist. So
I'm just telling you what happens on the air. And in fact, Free Talk Live spends all of its existence talking about secession, which is just smaller states.
Well, that's the first step.
Okay.
In the
dissolution. I don't know that it
states.
Is.
It's a good start.
How did smaller states end up going to no state? That doesn't sound like that
because
at all.
Because it's easier to hold a state with 1.2 million people accountable than it is to hold a country with 320 million people accountable. And then, obviously, you know, I advocated that Cheshire County should secede from New Hampshire when I ran for sheriff, and that position was certainly applauded by Free Talk Live. So Free Talk Live is certainly not about federalism or, you know, decreasing the state from a larger state into a smaller state.
I think a better solution here is, in my opinion, a better solution here is federalism, where there are fewer rules at the federal level and more of the rules on smaller and smaller scales.
That's a good step, but it's not a solution by any stretch of the imagination. And in fact, voluntarism as a concept, it followed to its logical conclusion, means that everything that governments claim to provide right now is either a product or a service, even though it's at the behest of a gun. And all of those things, if they have value, would be provided in the market. And thus, government has no purpose.
So let me ask you, in a voluntarious situation, when we're talking about Roe v. Wade, let's say that I, the father of the child, and Aria, the mother of the child, Aria decides that she wants to abort her child, mm-hmm. and I get wind of it before this occurs. And
this is very simple. You having sex with me gives you absolutely no ownership claim over my body whatsoever.
I'm just asking you a question. What if I have a what are we calling these organizations? Insurance company that says, yes, in fact, the creation of a life is sacred. I have a Christian insurance company. You have a Satanist insurance company. And your Satanist insurance company says, absolutely, you're able to abort the child. My Christian one says you're not. Now they pick up. How do they solve this problem without arms?
It depends on what I, as the person whose body is in question, want to do.
It's not. It's also the body of my child, according to my insurance company.
That is flagrantly wrong. That operates under the belief that having sex with me, that having an orgasm and not wearing protection somehow gives you an ownership claim over my body. That's patently absurd. It's still my body, and I can choose to donate my flesh to the benefit of another, or I can choose not to.
I've heard your opinion on abortion. You know that there is an opposing opinion.
That's not about
abortion.
That's
nearly as valid, right?
That's too narrow. It's not about abortion at all. It's about whether or not you can say to a mother, you have to donate your kidney or your child's going to die. And if she says no, then you as the father say, but that's my child. You have to give your kidney. That's horrifically immoral, Mark. That woman has no obligation whatsoever to donate her body for her child's benefit if she chooses not to.
It doesn't matter what my opinion is if you jump off a cliff. I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
The reasonable outcome is you're going to fall towards Earth. If you have sex often enough, unprotected enough, at the right times of month, you're going to have a child.
That's a lot of ifs Mark.
I tried to have a child one time, and I did it in one shot. I know that it can be done.
I
know
how it's done. Right?
What's that? So,
I'm not saying it can't be done.
Let's go back to your fictitious scenario where you subscribe to insurance company A.
We may have to hold that thought because we are about to have to go. We don't have a timer here on the show. But I went into this segment by pointing out that nothing within voluntarism allows your insurance company to dictate what can and can't be done to my body.
They can if you enact violence on my child.
In a voluntary society, it's not your child, as long as it's part of my body.
Because you said it wasn't.
Mark, you're not understanding. It's not.
I understand clearly.
But there's more coming up here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival here at Rogers Campground. It is Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.